DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Live in the Skyline studio here till 4 a.m. We're here to keep you informed, to keep you company, and to help you get through this. And we are. We're all going to get through this together. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Our good friend Jim Ryan is going to join us after 1 o'clock. He is an entertainment and music writer for Forbes.com, Daily Herald, and Chicago Now. And we've got a bunch of stuff to talk to him about. We will also play a round of Rock of Ages, which is a music trivia game that we always play when Jim joins us. Our phone number is 312-981-7200. So there's still a Blockbuster Video open. And it's crazy because obviously there's so much entertainment on available online, or you can stream it or check it out on your computer. It's still going. And as of March 31st, 2019, the Blockbuster Video in Bend, Oregon is the only, not only the last one in the United States, but the last Blockbuster Video in the world. And it's still going today. And even with the stay-at-home orders, they are socially distancing themselves, but you can still rent movies. The general manager of the Blockbuster is Sandy Harding, and I wanted to talk about how this is possible and how the business is going. Sandy, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on your program.
Of course, of course. I remember when Blockbusters were, you know, every other block there was a Blockbuster everywhere.
Oh, yeah. We had four here in Bend, and at the time, we had about 50,000 people. So we had four Blockbusters and Hollywood, and, I mean, you can go very far, just a mile down the road to another video store.
Yeah. Well, I mean, now, since everything is streaming and you can just download anything you want, it's really fascinating that you're still going. The Blockbuster is still going. Where is Bend, Oregon?
So we're literally smack dab in the middle of the state of Oregon. So if you were to look at a map of our state, just stick your finger in the middle, and that's where we are.
That's where we are. Okay.
We're a couple hours from Portland and Salem. You know, pretty much, like I said, smack in the middle.
Yeah, yeah. I know my ex-wife lives in Medford, which I know is actually really closer to California, correct?
Yeah, and it's, we're about 2 hours from Medford, too. So, yeah. And it is. It's at the southern end.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, so people are still coming to rent movies from Blockbuster.
Yes, absolutely. And it's pretty remarkable, the amount of notoriety. You know, the best case scenario for us was that it got more people back in the store renting, and that's exactly what's happened. You know, Bend is one of the fastest growing cities in Oregon, as well as the United States, and we have people moving in every week. Even right now, we still have people moving into Bend, and they're coming back into the store to rent, so it's really great.
Wow, that's so. I love this. I actually do. I love it. I miss video stores. I miss them. When did you start working for Blockbuster, Sandy?
So I started working in, in 2004. Sorry, you have to remember, it's late here, too. So
yeah.
In 2004, I started working for Ken and Debbie here in Bend, and I actually moved to the location that I'm at now about 6 months after that in 2005. And, so it's been a long 16 years here in August for me. So
there you go. And how many employees are at the store?
So I have about 15 people on payroll.
Mm-hmm. And does everybody wear the famous Blockbuster shirt?
They do. I think I'm the only one that probably doesn't wear the shirt as often because, you know, I'm the one behind the scenes out buying the movies and buying the supplies and everything that we need to keep the business going. But, yeah, no, everyone still wears Blockbuster shirts and, khaki pants and our name tags and everything's still the same. You know, our store, I laugh all the time. Just the other day, I had one of the computers that was acting up, and I had to pull out the floppy disk, and my employees were so excited because they finally got to use the floppy disk and to see me reboot one of the computers. So it was kind of great.
That's fantastic. Wow. So tell me about your customers. Do you have regulars who come in?
We do. And, you know, right now, just like everybody else in the country, we're dealing with COVID. And we're fortunate in the state of Oregon. You know, she, instead of closing down all non-essentials, she put out a list of non-essential businesses that had to close. And then the other businesses that were able to maintain social distancing and put in practice some safe measures for their customers and their employees could stay open. And we closed for 3 weeks for the public, and we did curbside service. So we still allowed people to call into the store, and then we would clean the movies, put them in Ziploc bags, and then bring them out to their cars. So we kind of adapted, kind of like we always have. But then just recently in the last, well, last Friday is when we opened back up to the public. I felt like after 3 weeks, you know, the whole country, we're all used to social distancing now. We're all used to staying our 6 feet. And I was able to get in gloves and masks and things that we had to wait for, like everyone else.
Yeah.
Supplies are so low.
Yeah.
You know, and I didn't want to open back up until I knew that I could keep everyone safe. And so we rearranged everything, put arrows and social distancing markers everywhere in the store. And we're fortunate. We have about a 4,000 square foot store. So we have plenty of room, and we're limiting to 10 people at a time. So we're really trying to keep everybody as safe as possible.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Now, in general, Sandy, you know, you were talking about that you're in charge of getting the supplies and the movies, yeah, and things like that. Who are your suppliers?
Walmart, Target, Empire. No, literally, we, and that's the sad thing is, you know, a lot of the business, the suppliers and the studios, you know, or the, sorry, the distributors,
yeah,
that we had when the corporate stores were there have shut down. And there were still a handful of places where I could still get, you know, our new movie flyers and still get some of our new releases from. They have all been shutting down. And just in the last couple of months, I lost the supplier that we did get our new magazines, a list of movies that came out. So now I'm making my own flyers in the store. And then just at the beginning of COVID, right the week that everybody shut down in Oregon, I got the phone call that said our distributor was going out. So as of May, now I'm going to have to start buying all of our new releases. So, you know, it's just funny how the challenges that we have faced over the years, and we always seem to find a way through.
Yeah.
So.
Wow, you sound really dedicated, Sandy. Seriously.
Well, I have to be. You know, this store means a lot to me and our community and my employees, and I will do whatever it takes to keep that store going.
Yeah. Okay. Sandy, hold on, okay?
Yeah.
We have more to talk about here with Sandy Harding, who is the GM of the last remaining Blockbuster Video in the world. Amazing. All right. More to come on 720 WGN. Gilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Skyline Studio overlooking beautiful downtown Chicago, and I'm talking with Sandy Harding, who is the GM of the last remaining Blockbuster Video in the world, and reminiscing a little bit about the world of Blockbuster. Sandy, welcome back. So, now, do people know, I mean, is it well known that you're the last Blockbuster in the world? And if so, is business booming? And do you get tourists and things?
Oh, yeah. People have known for a little while now, and we have people coming into the store on a daily basis from all over the world and the country. And we actually have a guest book out on the counter. And, of course, right now I don't, but we typically have it on the counter for everyone to sign.
Right.
And we're on our 17th guest book since we became the last one in America. So it's been a year and a half, and it's just been pretty amazing the amount of, you know, support and love we've got from all over.
Yeah, that's really awesome that people are showing up and just to see the last Blockbuster in the world. That's so fantastic. Do you still have, I mean, I know right now, obviously, we're all on lockdown and everything.
Yeah.
But do you still get the supplies of, you know, your Raisinets and your candy and all that stuff?
Yeah, no, actually, we get all of our supplies and everything in Bend. In fact, all of our merchandise that we sell, from our T-shirts, everything is all done through a Bend company or produced right here in town. And so no, we have a local candy vendor that supplies us with all that stuff. The only thing that I can't still get is those wonderful popcorn tubs that we used to have,
yeah,
at Blockbuster that everybody loved. You know, they went out, they stopped selling to us when Blockbuster went out of business, and
yeah,
you know, that was a sad thing. But I do have a great vendor in town that I can get popcorn from, and my customers seem to be pretty happy with it.
Well, that's great that it's all being local. You know what I mean? That helps out your community.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And again, that was a big part of why we've been so successful is kind of, you know, for a lack of better term, just sharing the love, because we know that they support us, we support them, and it's just quite a community thing, and people are just great about it. And, you know, through this whole thing, I actually had a lady come in today to the store, and she was thankful that we were reopened, and she's like, you know, after 2 weeks of scrolling through Netflix, I just really had to get out of my house and come see you. And I just kind of laughed. And of course, you know, she had her mask on and everything, yeah, like everybody else did, and,
yep,
and she was in there, but she was very grateful. We're, you know, running very limited hours too, so I don't,
sure,
want, you know, my employees and my customers exposed any more than they have to be. But, you know, it's just great to know that people just need to get out and need to do something, and that they have a safe place they can go. And we're right across the street from the grocery store, so it's not like they're making a special trip just to see us. They can, you know, do a couple things at a time and then go back home where it's safe.
You know, you mentioned that Blockbuster went out of business. How were you able to keep the Blockbuster name?
So we were a franchise when all the corporate stores,
right,
closed, as well,
right,
as,
right,
the Alaska stores and everyone else. And so Dish Network was who acquired Blockbuster out of bankruptcy. And so they signed licensing agreements with us instead of our franchise agreements. And so we work with Dish Network every year to re-sign that.
Oh, okay. All right. What's flying off the shelves right now? What are people renting, Sandy?
Of course, everything, it's always the new releases, you know, everybody always wants the Star Wars and everything else that comes out, but it was kind of, it's sad, but funny if you could find a little bit of humor in all of this, but of course it was Outbreak and Contagion,
yeah,
and everything that had to do with the pandemic, so they were in there renting it, and it just kind of made me laugh a little bit. I'm like, you know, instead of being afraid of all of this, my customers were in there going, well, let me watch this movie and remember what it's supposed to be like. And, you know, everybody has to find a little humor somewhere.
I've noticed that, you know, because obviously people are stuck inside, so they're watching, you know, as you obviously,
yeah,
know, because you're providing them with entertainment as they're stuck inside.
Yeah.
People always post what they're watching on Facebook or social media. You know, when they're stuck at home, you post what they're watching. And I can't tell you the number of times on my news feed how many people were watching Outbreak and Contagion. And I was like,
I know.
It's just so strange.
It was very strange. And it's just, you know, and I, of course, Facebook has just been phenomenal entertainment as of late, you know, watching the crazy things that people will wear into the stores to try to protect themselves. But yeah, you know, the last thing I would want to be doing if I was afraid would be watching one of those movies. I mean, my goodness.
Yeah.
They're scary.
No. I've not, both of those movies I think are very, very good.
Yeah.
I'm not going to watch them now. I'm sticking to I'm sticking to funny stuff. I'm going with comedies, and,
yeah,
and I will watch horror movies too, but not anything that has, well, I mean, a lot of horror movies have like pandemic stuff in them. So.
Well, zombies. We haven't quite got to the zombies.
Nobody's gotten to the, has anybody been renting 28 Days Later? Have people been renting?
No.
No?
And, you know, I would have been watching that one because,
yeah,
you know, that one's just a little bit out there. So, no, not at all. But, yeah, you know, horror movies have always been a big draw for our fans and our customers. So we definitely have The Shinings going out with Dr. Sleep out not very long ago.
That one, sure.
You know,
yeah,
you got to do the Stephen King thing. And that's, you know, those are close to my heart. I love Stephen King movies. So, but anyway, no, it's fun to watch. You know, people come in and I don't know, anybody out there, any of your listeners that ever worked at a video store can relate to this, but you'll have those people that'll come in and you'll have that sweet little old lady that comes in the door and the next thing you know, she's renting Ted and you're trying to explain to her, you know, I know it's got a teddy bear on the front of it, but it's really not a family friendly movie. And they're like, oh no, I know exactly what it is. And you're like, oh my gosh. So you can never really guess what people are going to watch.
Yeah.
Just based off of what they look like. But no, it's fun. I'm actually on Facebook, a part of a Blockbuster kind of, you know, remembering Blockbuster, it's just a bunch of people that used to work at stores or had something to do with it. And they're all laughing about, oh, you know, we'd be still be open if we were, you know, our stores were there. And I'm like, well, of course I'm open. I'm like, I'm doing curbside. I'm like, I can't not be open.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's just funny.
Here's a question, just a general question.
Sure.
Who gets to pick what movies you're going to watch in the store?
the kids that work there.
Yeah,
they do. And it was great when we were closed and just doing curbside. They were able to watch whatever they wanted. They had to shut the speakers off for outside the store, but they were able to watch the R-rated movies that they always want to watch that I will not allow in the store.
Yeah.
And the last day we were closed to the public, they were watching Frozen 2. And I was laughing because I'm like, the next day they're like, why did we watch Frozen 2 yesterday? We could have watched any movie in the store. Why were we watching Frozen? And I'm like, I couldn't even understand why you're watching Frozen to begin with. You're a bunch of 19-year-old boys. Why are you watching Frozen?
That's hilarious.
But anyway, it was really funny. So. But I have, so, you know, we have a wonderful staff that have been with me for a couple of years now. And throughout this, we are very fortunate that our owners were able to pay us while we were closed, even though we weren't, you know, bringing any income in. They were able to continue to pay our staff. Yeah. And those kids could have sat at home on their tushes and not come in and done anything. But instead, they all came in. We cleaned the store from top to bottom. We did inventory. They were there every day volunteering to check in movies or do whatever they could to help me get the store ready for when we opened back up to the public. So.
Yeah.
I was very grateful that I have such a wonderful group of kids working for me.
That's great. And are most of them movie freaks, Sandy?
Movie and games, yes.
Yeah.
I do have one girl, though, that until she worked for me had never watched a Star Wars movie, which made me laugh. And so we all harassed her to the point where she had no choice but to watch all the Star Wars movies. I'm like, you can't work at Blockbuster and never watch Star Wars. That's just not even okay.
Yeah.
How she squeaked through the interview process without me knowing that, I have no idea.
What is the interview process, Sandy?
You know, you sit down. The first thing you usually ask is, why do you want to work here? And do you like movies? So I don't know how the heck we got through that one without knowing that she had never watched Star Wars. But, you know, you look for kids that are outgoing, who want to be good in customer service. And I want people who want to be a part of our family. You know, it's quite a fun place to work, but you still have to work too, and that sometimes is a hard sell.
Mm-hmm. And so do you guys have games too? Correct.
You know, we just recently decided to not rent games anymore. Games are, you know, they're unlike DVDs that have gone down in value. Games have not. But yet they don't rent as much. You know, you still have to pay $60 a pop for a game when most people are playing them online now. And so it's really hard to make a profit on a game as a small business. And so it was one of those tough decisions I have to make to keep the store open. So we're not going to be renting games anymore, which makes me very sad. But we still have all of our, you know, Blu-rays and DVDs and everything. Yeah. So we should be fine.
Do you still have customers come in and take an hour and a half to find something?
Oh, yeah. And that was one of the things that when we were doing the curbside, you know, with our 1992 IBM computers, it was very difficult to think of a way to get our database online. So we have all of our new releases on our website. And I've had our customers calling my employees going, but I don't know what's on your shelves. How am I going to know? And can I just come in and look for a minute? And we're like, no, I'm sorry. That's the whole point of trying to keep everybody safe. So we were telling people to Google like the top 100 you know, favorite movies or, you know, those kind of things online, and then call us and we'll let you know if we have it in. And
yeah.
We were trying to find creative ways to help people pick movies.
Do the people that work for you always make suggestions to people?
Oh yeah, all the time. And it's funny because I have one employee who's been with me for 10 years. And you would think that he would have the best recommendations, but he watches the weirdest movies. He has seen every single one of the Saw movies, for example.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, after the first three, I was kind of over it. Like, come on, they're all about the same thing. But anyway, no, we have some great kids that work there that have good recommendations. And it's funny because half the time they do a better job than me. Since I'm already looking at buying movies for May and June, I have a hard time remembering what came out this week.
Yeah.
And so the kids are always on top of it. But the other thing is that we have a variety of things in the store. So what one kid, you know, person, I keep calling them kids because pretty much anybody under the age of 30 is a kid to me. But, you know, we have such a variety of people working for us. If one person doesn't know the genre, somebody else does.
Yeah.
So they kind of feed off of each other.
Yeah,
really great.
Yeah, that's great. Well, listen, congratulations on keeping this place going, and congratulations on doing so much for your community and making it a community effort. That's really great, and especially at this time, you know?
Yeah, and it's important. We're a small business like so many others out there that are dealing with challenges day to day that, you know, we got to stick together.
Yeah, that's true. Sandy, it was a real pleasure talking to you. Congratulations and much success, and I hope this Blockbuster stays open forever.
Well, thank you, and you guys have a wonderful, safe evening.
Okay, take care. Sandy Harding, general manager of the last remaining Blockbuster in the world, and they're doing business. So great. Hey, let's talk about video stores. And if you've ever worked in one, 312-981-7200. And when was the, can you remember the last time you were at a video store? And do you miss the video stores? Because everything is obviously so convenient now. It's everything is streaming. You don't even have to leave your house to watch 900 different movies. But does anybody miss going, actually physically going to the video store and picking up your videotape or your VHS or your DVD? And watching it and then bringing it back. It was a social thing. And I know a lot of people worked at video stores, both Eric Childress and our old friend Colin Suter. They both worked at video stores, not surprisingly. And, you know, obviously Quentin Tarantino famously worked at a video store and was, you know, Mr. Recommendation every time someone came in. I can't imagine working with Quentin Tarantino at a video store. He would never shut up. If he had a 4-hour shift, he would talk for 3 hours and 58 minutes. So anyway, video store stories, 312-981-7200. What was your local video store? Which one did you go to? What did you rent? What were some of your favorite things that you would rent? Or maybe you made discoveries, like you went in there, you didn't know anything about these movies or these shows or whatever, and someone recommended it to you, or you just found it on your own. You found the box intriguing. That was one of the big things about video stores. Is the art on the boxes. If you didn't know what the movie was, but the art was cool on the box, you'd bring it home. So video store memories, 312-981-7200. If you ever worked in one, do you miss them? And what did you rent? And did you discover anything in that video store stories? 312-981-7200. Nick DeGilio.